experts are advising them about the options.
We're all just listening to the doctors, and that's what Connie and Chris are doing. They have consulted with doctors around the world about Charlie and about his medical care, and there are doctors around the world who are saying that he does have that chance.
A 15-year-old boy has been charged with murder after a man died following a fight. The teenager was arrested on Saturday when police were called to a disturbance at a house in the King's Standing area of Birmingham. The Prison Officers Association says staff should be routinely armed with tasers and stab-proof vests because of rising violence in jails. It describes the current situation as absolutely horrendous and claims there are 19 assaults every day. Being diagnosed with cancer is now more common than getting married or having a first baby. Macmillan Cancer Support says there were 361,000 cancers diagnosed in the UK in 2014, compared to 290,000 marriages. British duo Andy Murray and Johanna Konta aim to seal their places in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon this afternoon. They both have French opponents, with Murray take on Benoit Paire later. Konta opens the play on number one court against Caroline Garcia.
We played in Indian Wells and I lost to her, I think 7-6 and third there, so it was a very close match there, and I don't anticipate anything different other than a really, really tough battle for me.
And the last 16 ties start at 11:30, with world number one Angelique Kerber the standout name in action. And actor Shia LaBeouf has been released from jail after he was arrested for public drunkenness in the US. The Hollywood Reporter says he also faces charges of disorderly conduct and obstruction in Georgia. That's the latest.
It's exactly 2 minutes past 11.
The Spanish news on TRE. Talk Radio Europe.
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
Good morning. Tributes are poured in for the acrobat who plunged to his death in front of thousands at a Spanish rock festival. The 42-year-old had been performing at the Mad Cool Festival in Madrid when he fell from a height of around 100 feet. The Spaniard, who appeared to be wearing a harness, was inside a box hanging from a crane. Paramedics attempted to save the British-based aerial dancer, but he died at the scene. His family said they were devastated and that Mr. Monroy had been doing exactly what he liked most. According to his Facebook profile, the former actor trained at the Royal Conservatory of Dance in Madrid and had lived in Brighton in the UK for the last 2 years. Seven men arrested by security forces in Andalusia were said to be specialists in blowing up ATMs in the Malaga and Cordoba regions. Police were able to identify the culprits thanks to CCTV footage and placed the gang under surveillance during the last 4 months. The leader of the gang is a 45-year-old Italian. They reportedly used just enough explosives so that cash points could be opened without the banknotes inside being destroyed. The latest police bust follows a similar arrest of a gang in March this year who used gas to blow up ATMs in the same region. A Spanish court said on Friday it had replaced Barcelona star Lionel Messi's prison sentence for tax fraud with fines. The Argentine, one of the world's highest-paid footballers, and his father had been convicted of hiding image rights royalties in offshore accounts and had been given jail terms of 21 and 15 months respectively. Following the ruling by Barcelona's provincial court, Messi will instead pay €252,000 and his father €180,000 in fines. The fines correspond to €400 for each day the man would have been in jail. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has rescued 54 migrants, including one pregnant woman, from a small boat trying to cross the Straits of Gibraltar. The rescue service said that it intercepted the migrants' boat early yesterday, around 8 kilometres south of Cadiz. And a holiday jet bound for Spain was forced to make an emergency landing before it even left the UK to eject three rowdy passengers. The Thompson's flight from Glasgow to Alicante was forced to touch down at Bristol Airport amid concerns over the behaviour of the three men. A fleet of police vehicles met the plane and the trio were hauled off and arrested. A spokesman for Bristol Airport said the incident may have begun as a medical emergency before becoming a matter that required police involvement. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
The Spanish news on TRE. Talk Radio Europe.
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
TRE. Talk Radio Europe.
Giles Brown.
The weather is brought to you by Linea Directa. For car, home and bike insurance that has everything, call Linea Directa today on 952 147834. That's 952 147834.
A
Right, looking at your weather today and tomorrow, starting off with Gibraltar, the Rock, 29 your high, 21 your low. You've got bright sunshine today and tomorrow with moderate winds. Very pleasant indeed, remaining dry through all of the week. Costa del Sol, good morning to you. 29 is your high, 29 your high, 20 your low. Again, bright sunshine throughout the week today. Bright sunshine today and tomorrow on the Costa del Sol with moderate winds. Staying that way, remaining dry and sunny through most of the week. Granada, good morning to you. Now, that's going to be hot in Granada, so be warned. 35 is your high today, 21 is your low. You've got bright sunshine through the week. You've got light winds getting up to 41 Wednesday and Thursday, so be advised. It's going to be very warm indeed. Almeria, good morning to you, Almeria. 28 is your high, 21 your low. Bright sunshine through today and tomorrow with moderate winds. Very pleasant indeed. Your high is up to 34 on Thursday. We move from Almeria to Murcia. Good morning to you, Murcia. 35 is your high in Murcia today. 21 your low. Again, bright sunshine getting up to 36 by Wednesday, but bright sunshine with moderate to relatively moderate winds to lightly strong, up to 21 kilometers an hour. I'm making the words up as I go along here. Now then, Alicante, 29 is your high in Alicante, 23 your low. Bright sunshine through the whole of the week, and you've got moderate winds, remaining dry. It's not going to get above 30, so much more pleasant weather than the highs elsewhere. That's Alicante. Denia, good morning to you, Denia. 29 is your high, 29 your low, 23 your low. Again, bright wind through bright conditions through the week, lots of sunshine, and you've got moderate winds. That's good weather for Denia. To the islands, Ibiza, good morning to you, Ibiza. 29 is your high, 29 your high, 21 your low. Again, mainly sunny through the week, remaining dry with moderate winds. And finally, over to Mallorca, good morning to you, Mallorca. Again, 33 is your high, 33 your high, 20 your low. Bright sunshine throughout most of the day today with moderate winds today and tomorrow. That's your weather for today, the 10th, and tomorrow, the 11th of July.
The weather was brought to you by Linea Directa. Small on price, big on service. Call now on 952 147834. That's 952 147834.
TRE.
We let our programmes do the talking.
Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain.
Spence Clark & Co, Chartered Accountants, proud sponsors of Let's Talk. Here to help you make a success of your life in Spain.
Giles Brown.
Let's Talk.
Yes, indeed. Giles Brown, live from the studios of TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. Excuse me. 952-784-4000 is the phone number. Studio at talkradioeurope.com is the email. And the Facebook page is Talk Radio Europe Official. Going to be speaking with Heather Tesco. She is an expert, a podcaster on all things Tudor England. Going to be speaking about her love of the Tudors, where it came from, to how a girl from Pennsylvania developed an interest in the Tudors. And also talking about the Great Tudor Bake Off. Richard Tilsley, up next.
It's oh so quiet. It's oh so still. So peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above. Simple is caving in. Wow! You've never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over and then. It's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again, shh, shh, starts another big riot.
Yes, indeed. With the time at 12 minutes past 11, we go to speak to our sports expert, Richard Tilsley. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Charlesy. Well, another great weekend of sport. It's hard to know even where to start. It was such an absolute cracker. Perhaps with the Lions, though. Tremendous third test. Nail-biting to the very last minute. Full of controversy as well. And I think that it was a fitting end to the series with them squaring it at one test each. Some great scenes at the end. And all in all, I think that it cemented the Lions tours as a must for the rugby calendar every 4 years. It's just such an important institution. And you can just see how much it has meant to the fans. The very fact that there were more British and Irish Lions fans in Auckland at Eden Park for the third test than there were All Blacks. I mean, that just to me says everything.
Absolutely. I remember people saying perhaps 8 years ago that the Lions, you know, was a throwback to the age, and now that rugby had moved into the commercial era, that perhaps we should be doing away with those, you know, the things like the Lions and things like the Bar Bars, but absolutely cemented their place as an important part of the calendar.
I mean, well, I mean, for me, I mean, I look forward to a Lions tour far more than I look forward to a World Cup, to be honest. And I just think that it's the best of British and Irish rugby, pitting themselves against the top Southern Hemisphere talent, Giles.
And what a match as well, what a fitting end to the calendar, because, I mean, the British and Irish Lions against the All Blacks, a draw. People say it was a bit of an anticlimax, but I didn't see it that way. I think they held on magnificently, and it was nail-biting stuff. I mean, right to the end, I mean, I was watching it in public, not too far away from this here studio, and literally, I think, I don't think I've got many fingernails left, actually, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, that's just the beauty of rugby. It's able to produce these incredibly tense, nail-biting finishes to games in a way that, to me, football is never able to replicate. And it was just immense. And there were some of the performances by some of the players. I mean, we'll go down in Lions folklore and history as being some of the greatest performances ever. I mean, Jonathan Davis, outside centre, what a tour he had. Also, Mauro Itoje. cemented his position, I think, as a future great of the game. Also, the Irish prop, Tad Furlong. What a player he is. I mean, just so many other players that you could perhaps highlight. Also, great to see the old warrior, Alan Wynne-Jones. Everyone wrote him off after that first test. And he came back with two barnstorming performances in the second and the third test. And that makes him one of the only Lion who has started nine consecutive Lions test matches. I mean, what a tribute, what a testament to the player that is.
Indeed, and also to Rohan Gatland as well. Now he's got had one, I mean, coaches very rarely get more than one shot at being a Lions coach, but he's got had
well,
one
Ian McGeachan, I think, has done three.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what's interesting, lots of reports in the papers today and over the weekend that Gatland may stay on for South Africa in 4 years and do the, I suppose, the grand slam of Lions tours. And, I mean, who would begrudge him that that honour? Because the way he's got the Lions playing in the last two tours has been absolutely tremendous, Charles. And I think that if there was a fourth test, a decider, I believe the Lions would beat the Blacks.
Ooh, anyway, let's move on from the world of rugby. But yes, what a great week! What a great three tests they were indeed. What else has been crossing the sporting radar?
Well, a winning start for Joe Root as England cricket captain. As we mentioned on Friday, I mean, tremendous knock, captain's knock, 190. But what was, I suppose, a little disappointing for cricket fans was how, I suppose, lamely South Africa capitulated in their second innings. And having made a bit of a fight of it in their first innings, and with some of the tail wagging, as it were, I expected them to put up a slightly stouter resistance. Whether or not the drop chance of Johnny Bairstow when he was seven, you know, had a major psychological impact on the Saffers, it's hard to say. However, if they had have taken that wicket, then they'd probably been chasing, you know, maybe 250, 280, somewhere around that sort of mark. And I think psychologically that would have given them a major boost. But it wasn't to be, and Moeen Ali was the bowling hero. It was a wicket that really did start to deteriorate towards the end of the match and started to take a lot of spin. England, I think, foresaw that because they also picked Liam Dawson as well, who chipped in with a few. But it was Moeen Ali who is the all-rounder, the all-rounder, and had a very good knock in the first innings, I think, as well. So, all in all, though, a great test match and a great start to Joe Root's England captaincy, Giles.
Indeed, let's hope he continues on winning ways. More sport over the weekend, Richard.
Well, yeah, and then, of course, we had the Austrian Grand Prix as well. And yet more bad luck for Lewis Hamilton. And, you know, it was very, very quick in qualifying and then got penalised 5 places. And for a gearbox change, and all in all, it's just you know, you just think, oh, when is Lewis going to get the brakes? But all credit to his teammate Bottas, he fought off Vettel for the win, which would have pleased Toto Wolff at Mercedes, so it still keeps them slightly in the lead of Ferrari. And but Lewis, well, he's got a lot to do, Giles, in the last few races. I think he's going to have to try and not necessarily up his game, because I think he's been driving very well, but he does seem slightly unlucky at times, Lewis. I don't know what your feelings are on that.
Well, we're moving off to Silverstone next, the British Grand Prix, where the crowd will be giving him an extra sort of half a second anyway around the lap, and we just, you know, like I said, the luck will come back. What is interesting, I think.
Well, it's a track that he likes, Silverstone, and it's a track that also tends to suit the Mercedes cars as well. So hopefully he will be able to close that gap on Sebastian Vettel. In the Tour de France, though, it was, pretty much the same. Chris Froome still retains the yellow jersey. However, one of his main competitors for the yellow jersey, the Australian rider, Richie Poyntz, had a horrendous crash. So his Tour de France is over, as is Geraint Thomas as well.
Yeah, I saw them both. They was on the television the other day. And, of course, we've got the small matter of a bit of tennis taking place in SW19.
Well, of course, Wimbledon resumes today. Andy Murray's in action, as is Federer and Nadal, I think. So, yeah, we certainly saw some great tennis over the weekend. And really good to see Willis and the other young British lad beat the defending doubles champions in the men's doubles. So tremendous performance from them. And let's hope that they can go all the way this time. Also, Johanna Konta, she's in action as well. And surprise, surprise, she's the bookie's favourite, which really did surprise me. But anyway, I don't know whether that's because she's a British tennis player. There's a bit of, I suppose, jingoistic betting going on. But anyway, fingers crossed. Because if she does win, or if she could win, I should say, she would be the first ladies, British ladies winner since Virginia Wade in 77.
I remember that very, very well. It was the Silver Jubilee year.
That's right, in that final against Betty Stover. I don't know if you remember Betty Stover.
You've actually stumped me on that one, Richard. Got me on Betty Stover, but there you go. Yeah. And a bit of football. Wayne Rooney making an emotional homecoming to Everton, do you think?
Oh, definitely, yeah, and, you know, it's his boyhood club, and he's offered to take a wage cut as well to go there. I mean, he could have had a big money transfer to maybe, you know, the Chinese League or the American League. But he's decided to go back to his boyhood club, and I think it's a really good move for Everton because they've got a lot of very, very talented youngsters there, and Rooney is just the sort of player that I think could help bring those players on. And in much the same way that Eric Cantona did when he first went to Manchester United in the mid-90s. So I think it's a good move, a really good move for Everton and a good move for Wayne. And he obviously loves the club, as you expect. It's his boyhood club. And I think that Everton could be a club to look out for in the next season.
Who would have thought that Wayne Rooney would one day be considered as a mentor figure, eh, Richard?
Well, I mean, he is a devoted, I mean, he loves football, Charles. I mean, in the same way that, you know, he lives for football, in the same way that, you know, Paul Gascoigne did. And so in some ways, it's not a surprise, Charles, really. I mean, all he wants to do, I mean, is kick a football. And that's when he's at his happiest. And he wants to carry on playing at the highest level. He still believes that he can regain his England place. And, you know, when you think that Zlatan Ibrahimovic is 35, and just consider the season that he had for Manchester United.
Indeed. All he wants to do is kick a football. All that you want to do, Richard, is get behind a microphone at 6 o'clock and give us the sports review. Richard Tilsley, look forward to hearing all your sports news at 6 o'clock.
Absolutely. Many thanks, Charles.
Sports news.
Hang on.
On TRE.
I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Said I need.
inside the bottle. Maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old buddies named